Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, after a day of open practice followed by a day off, the Eagles were back out on the NovaCare Complex practice fields. And today was head coach Chip Kelly updating the progress of quarterback Sam Bradford, who to this point still hasn't had any limitations on his play.
I think he's really sharp with it. You know, I think he feels confident, especially because of the work he put in over the last 6 weeks from when we broke on June 18th to now. He felt great in terms of what he did over the summer. And I don't see him. We don't see him. When you're watching film or doing anything, that he's favoring that leg at all.
And we caught up with Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford immediately after practice, who said that to this point, he still has felt no irritation in that left knee.
You know, I think I feel better, you know, than what I was expecting. You know, I thought my knee would hold up, but I wasn't sure. You know, I hadn't put it through, you know, 4 days of practice coming into camp. But, you know, the way my knee feels right now, it feels great. You know, so I'm really happy with where I'm at right now.
Another player highlighted by Kelly today was cornerback Denzel Rice, an undrafted cornerback out of Coastal Carolina. And while Rice hasn't had much fanfare to this point, he's been making some waves here at Eagles camp.
He was a guy we had targeted high. We didn't have a seventh-round pick, so we were kind of we did have a seventh-round pick, but we took a defensive lineman at that situation. But he was a guy we were very, very high on, spent a lot of time with in the offseason. It seems to happen every year. Malcolm Butler was a guy last year for the Patriots that no one drafted and ended up, you know, making the key play in the Super Bowl. But it happens all the time. Why? I don't know. Maybe he was at a little bit smaller school. But, you know, he was a guy we were very excited about when we got the evaluation process.
Eagles coaches haven't been the only ones who have been noticing Rice stand out here at Eagles camp. Fellow rookie cornerback Eric Rowe has also seen Rice making plays.
Oh, I've seen a lot. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know how he went undrafted. I mean, he's really good on the field, you know, especially with his footwork and his speed and, like, his ball instincts. I mean, shoot, I don't know how he went undrafted, but, you know, I'm glad he's on this team.
Yeah. As for Rice, he's just trying to do whatever he can to make an impression with the Eagles coaching staff.
Basically, just do my job, man. It's all about Coach Harp's on technique, man. Just consistency with technique. And I just thrive off that. Just every play, you make it look the same every play, you know? So that's just basically what it is.
Finally, one depth chart note from today was that the newly acquired John Moffitt took first team reps at right guard, opposite of Alan Barbary. And from an injury standpoint, Kiko Alonso and D'Amico Ryans both missed practice today. Kiko missed with a concussion while D'Amico was feeling ill. And for continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.